WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Supreme Court upheld the law to ban the TikTok app in the U.S. if the China-owned parent company does not sell by Sunday's deadline. Justices unanimously agreed national security risks of Americans' personal data is greater than free speech arguments. The CEO of TikTok, Xu Chu, in a video today promised the 100 million users that TikTok will keep fighting.
Rest assured, we will do everything in our power to ensure our platform thrives.
Chu also thanked President-elect Trump for his pledge to try and delay the ban. Last-minute preparations are underway for President-elect Trump's inauguration Monday in Washington, D.C., including moving the ceremony indoors. Wind chills are expected to dip into the single digits. It will make it the coldest inauguration in 40 years. In Bolivia, a judge issued an arrest warrant for former President Evo Morales. The 65-year-old failed to appear in court in a case alleging sexual abuse of a minor. This is ABC News. The CDC recommends doctors fast-track additional testing for bird flu.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention trying to get a handle on the number of potential cases of bird flu. ABC News contributor Dr. Alok Patel.
They want doctors to do subtyping to look to see if patients have seasonal influenza or potentially bird flu.
Of concern, potential exposure to wild or farm animals. Advice?
Avoid coming in contact with potentially sick animals such as cattle, wild birds. And if you have any questions or suspicion you may have bird flu, it's good to go and talk to a doctor and get tested.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
The FDA is telling certain manufacturers of cat and dog foods using uncooked or unpasteurized poultry or cattle meat to review their food safety plans, keeping bird flu in mind. That move comes as a handful of cats were infected with bird flu after eating raw pet food last month. One cat died. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us. And for that, they are forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell, come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Blustery and sharply colder tonight with a few flurries, a low of 11, winds northwest 20 to 25. Partly sunny and feeling below zero tomorrow with a high of 17, winds will be northwest 20 to 25. And partly sunny and bitter cold on tomorrow night. There will be a cold weather advisory starting at around 9 p.m. Wind chills as low as 25 to 35 below with a low of 5. Winds will be northwest 10 to 15. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east northeast at 7 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 41 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A sitting Richland County supervisor has died. Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center, died yesterday at Meritor Hospital in Madison from complications due to his battle with lung cancer. Marty Kelly Brewer was born on Buck Creek in Richland County and spent his youth working the farm. He was a star student at Richland Center High School and even attended Badger Boys State. After graduating from UW-Platteville with a degree in political science, he moved to the Madison area and worked for American Family Insurance as a health underwriter. Once he retired after 30 years at American Family and as the director of health underwriting, he and Connie moved back to Buck Creek, where he pursued his lifelong dream of starting his own business. He began Buck Creek Tractor Company, where he bought, restored, and resold the antique Alice Chalmers tractors he had loved as a boy. He also spent 23 years driving a school bus and teaching hundreds of students driver's ed. Although his career was insurance, his political science degree didn't go to waste. Always involved in local politics and community service, from his days as a McFarland JC and Village Board member to his later years as a Richland County Board member and chair of the Richland County Board of Supervisors. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, February 1st from 1 to 3:30 at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center. The Making a Difference Award recipients have been chosen and announced. The annual awards, which are sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO Radio Civic Media, will be presented at the annual banquet held Sunday, January 26th at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center. This awards program was started to honor those who have truly made a difference in our daily lives. It is meant to be a time when the community and county can stop and say thank you and recognize those efforts. The awards that will be presented are Employee of the Year, meant for an outstanding community employee employed by any company in the community that has made a large impact on the organization. This year's award goes to Fred Dillon from Quick Trip Downtown. Business of the Year is a business that has made a deep impact on the community through its work, its employee impact, its volunteerism, or its leadership to create growth and a true sense of community. This year's award goes to Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. The Outstanding Organization Award is for an organization, formal or informal, that has made a deep impact on the community through its work, its vision, its volunteerism, or its leadership to create a caring, compassionate community. The Simons Recreation Complex will be honored with this award this year. Civic Leadership Award goes to an employee of the city, county, state, or other governmental agency who goes above and beyond the call of duty to enhance Richland County. Sandy Campbell from the UW Extension Office will be honored this year. There are many nonprofit organizations that make our county a better place to live and deserve recognition, but this year's recipient is the Union. The Best Face Forward Award recognizes a business or commercial property owner who has improved the appearance of a building or property in the community. This year, the award is going to Muller Auto Body. The Community Stewardship Award is for an individual or couple who has made a difference in our community, providing inspiration and vision by touching the lives of Richland County residents. This year's recipient is Jerry Bauer. The Emergency Responder Award will give special recognition to the individuals who risk their lives to save others. This year's Law Enforcement Officer of the Year goes to Kevin Melby, and the EMT of the Year to Robin Pearson. The Educator of the Year goes to Jamie Jones from the Richland School District. Medical Hero Award, or Healthcare Professional of the Year, goes to anyone working in the medical field, which could include doctors, nurses, CNAs, or anyone involved in serving in the medical arena in any way, including those behind the scenes to make us a healthier community. Dr. Robert Smith was chosen to receive the award this year. The Up-and-Coming Youth Award is meant to recognize someone 18 or under who is making a difference in the community or school. The recipient should be someone who puts others before themselves, demonstrated by the example of their efforts. This year's award is going to Ben Hipsch from Ithaca High School. You are invited to join these recipients on Sunday evening, January 26th at the Phoenix Center. Social time begins at 5:30 with dinner being served at 6:30, followed by the awards ceremony. Tickets are priced at $20 and include dinner, dessert, and drink. Tickets can be purchased at Napa Auto Parts, Ameriprise offices, Christie Sunnyside, or by calling 608-604-7022. Due to the extreme cold that occurs each winter, especially when prolonged, Richland County Warming Centers are identified by Richland County Public Health in partnership with the Richland County Emergency Management. Potentially dangerous wind chills are expected from Saturday night into Tuesday, with wind chills ranging from 20 to 40 below zero. If you need a place to warm up in Richland County, the following shelters are available: the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center during normal business hours, Monday through Thursday from 9 to 6, Fridays from 9 to 5, and Saturdays from 10 to 2. The Woodman Community Senior Center in Richland Center during normal business hours, Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30. The Village of Iola office will be open during normal business hours from 8:30 to 4:30 and can make the senior dining site available during that time. The Viola Public Library will be open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9:30 to 12:30 and 1 to 5, Wednesdays and Fridays from 2 to 7, and Saturdays from 9:30 to 12:30. The Lone Rock Community Library will be open Tuesdays from 11 to 5, Wednesdays and Fridays from 11 to 4:30, Thursdays from noon to 5, and Saturdays from 10 to 2. Officials will monitor the use of the warming centers and the extreme cold to determine their continued need during this excessive cold event. Two men reached a remarkable milestone at the American Red Cross Blood Drive in Richland Center Wednesday. Clifford Judson and Joe Durst have each reached the 26-gallon milestone. Congratulations and thank you for your commitment over the years. And today's winner of $100 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Louise Huffman of Richland Center on ticket number 292.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jean M. Reese, 85 of Richland Center, died December 11th at Rainbow Hospice Care. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Beulah Wesleyan Church in Gillingham. Memorials may be made to the Beulah Wesleyan Church. Jean M. Reese, 85 of Richland Center. Judy Ann Harper, 78 of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center, died January 5th after a battle with ALS. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care in Middleton. A private burial will take place at Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care this evening from now until 6, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Judy Ann Harper, 78 of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center. John K. Beatty, 77 of Dodgeville, died January 8th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 to 4 at Duke's Brew Pub in Dodgeville. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of John K. Beatty, 77 of Dodgeville. Vicki Zimple, 70 of Boscobel, died December 31st at Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital after a battle with cancer. A funeral service will be held Sunday at 1:30 at the Blue River Village Hall. The service will also be streamed via Zoom. Friends may call at the Blue River Village Hall Sunday from 11 until the time of service at 1:30. Memorials may be sent to her daughter, Becky. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Vicki Zimple, 70 of Boscobel. Robert J. Gasper, 86 of Lone Rock, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert J. Gasper, 86 of Lone Rock. Marcia L. Ressler, 63 of Rock Springs, died unexpectedly Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Monday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the church Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Marcia L. Ressler, 63 of Rock Springs. Carol Darlene Wagner McCormick, 92 of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For Carol Darlene Wagner McCormick, 92, of Richland Center. Kenneth Theed Sr., 100 of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. To honor Kenneth's enjoyment of the Brewers and Packers, the family requests you wear Brewers and Packers clothing to the visitation. Memorials may be directed to St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Richland Center, St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, or the Muscadet Food Pantry. Kenneth Theed Sr., 100 of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet. Ellen M. Marty, 85 of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Tuesday at the UW Health University Hospital. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday, January 29th at 11 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held later this spring at the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday, January 29th from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center. Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center, died yesterday at Meritor Hospital in Madison from complications due to his battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, February 1st from 1 to 3:30 at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center, with a time of sharing to be held at 3:30. In lieu of flowers or donations, the family request that you play a round of golf this summer and think of Marty when you do. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center. William D. Bill Peters, 89, of Richland Center, died yesterday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. A celebration of life is being planned for a later date. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for William D. Bill Peters, 89, of Richland Center.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Emily Neal's 70-inch TV. Because after watching her second-grade students yell at each other for hours, there's nothing Emily enjoys more than watching super-rich housewives also yell at each other. Why? Because those women are not her responsibility. And that's why her TV is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Wow, what a warm winter day we had today. High temperatures scraped the upper 40s, just a few degrees away from hitting 50. But others along the state line further east did. Now we've got clouds increasing, breezy winds, and the warm temperatures about to go away. Winds will be switching to out of the northwest and becoming breezy as a cold front passes. Now this front could spark up a few flurries, but no accumulations are expected. What I guarantee it'll do is turn the winds blustery and the temperatures sharply colder. Overnight tonight, we'll be falling to lows near 10. While tomorrow is just the beginning of the cold snap, we'll already be feeling below zero all day long with the wind chills. They stay feisty, gusting out of the northwest up to 25 miles per hour, making our highs of 17 much, much colder. In fact, tomorrow night we fall sub-zero, down to about 5 below. And a cold weather advisory starts at 9 p.m. Wind chills are going to fall dangerously cold, feeling anywhere from 25 to 35 below. And in these conditions, frostbite can happen within as little as 10 minutes. So bundle up, layer up, stay warm, or stay inside. That cold weather advisory lasts through Sunday afternoon. It'll be sunny to partly cloudy, still breezy, and dangerously cold. Highs will only tap 0 degrees, so it'll probably feel more like 15 below throughout the day and near negative 40 again by night. That stays the case into Tuesday too and Tuesday night, giving us a frigid start to Wednesday morning. But by the afternoon, we turn warmer. Highs will actually hit the mid-20s on Wednesday. Clouds start to move in and a small chance of light snow by night. It'll be cloudy and warmer on Thursday with light snow chances and highs still staying in the mid-20s. So for all you snow haters out there, the snow brings the clouds and the warmth. Because these clouds act as blankets, and without them, we're plummeting. So the worst of the cold, Saturday night through Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is partly cloudy and 41 degrees after a high today of 46 and a morning low of 23. Yesterday's high was 34, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1894 is 54 degrees with a record low of 34 below that was set back in 1982. Last year's high was 16 with a low of 9 below. Sunset took place tonight at 4:54, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:30. Winds are out of the east-northeast at 5 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.45, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 41 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Dad, are we there yet? I wonder what went through my dad's head when I asked that question so many years ago. Think about it, Tim. If we were there, I would have stopped driving. Hello? Are we there yet? There's an anticipation exploding from that question. We imagine images of what is waiting for us when we reach our destination. What will we see? Who will be there to greet us? What kind of adventures will we have? The question also implies that we know we haven't arrived yet. We could settle for what we've experienced already and be okay. But we have this inner sense that there must be more. If we stop driving forward, we will never experience what is meant to be. The Apostle Paul said, "Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Are we there yet? No. But someday we will be, so keep driving on. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. And just wanted to pass along these announcements. First of all, the Seneca at Ithaca High School boys basketball game that was supposed to be held tonight has been postponed, and that'll be held on Friday, January 24th at 5:45. Also, the Ithaca boys and girls youth basketball that was supposed to be held tomorrow. That's the basketball practice that was supposed to be held tomorrow from 8 until 9 has been canceled. And the Ithaca High School snowball dance that was supposed to be held tomorrow at 8 p.m. has been postponed. Makeup date will be announced at a later date. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's area high school sports schedule.
Riverdale is wrestling at Iowa Grant against Iowa Grant Highland this evening. Boys basketball, DeSoto at Kickapoo. Black River Falls is at Westby. Darlington at Cuba City. Boscobel at Fenimore. Southwestern visits Mineral Point. Iowa Grant at Riverdale. In girls basketball, Marshall travels to Wisconsin Heights. Wisconsin Dells at Adams Friendship. And in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference, Platteville is at Prairie du Chien, Lancaster at Dodgeville, and River Valley is at Richland Center. It's a matchup between two schools whose programs are under first-year head coaching. River Valley is coached by Joe Woodhouse.
We've had good games from a variety of different girls. Brooklyn Stokes and Karina Osborne are two returning honorable mention all-conference girls from last year. Ella Myers has stepped up as a sophomore. Mackenzie Woodhouse has had a couple of good games the last couple of games. And we've had good things from Bella DeVinny as a freshman coming up, and she's been out the last couple of weeks, but hopefully we'll get back here. And her sister Lexi and Heidi Heglin and all the girls have kind of stepped up into their role and provided the things that we've needed to help us become successful.
River Valley coming off a couple of wins earlier this week, one against Riverdale, another against Ithaca. They'll be at Richland Center tonight. The Hornets are coached by Jeremy Cooey.
It's one of those games, whether it's boys, girls, you know, whichever sport, for whatever reason, these two schools like to go at it. So hopefully we both bring our best tonight and put on a good game for the fans.
You had a little injury problem on Tuesday night. Certainly they start to crop up sometimes this time of the season, don't they?
Yes, they do, unfortunately. A couple people are out, and so we just have to make the adjustments with the girls that we have and just get out there and get after it.
The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins at 7:15. They will be honoring the 2002, 2003, and 2003-2004 Richland Center girls basketball state teams during halftime of tonight's varsity game. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
At Schwartz Insurance, when we say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Bucks veterans Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton are hurting, but they are expected to play in tonight's home game against the Toronto Raptors. Milwaukee will try to extend its winning streak to 3 in a row. The two players are listed as probable on the team's injury report. Antetokounmpo is dealing with a sore knee, and Middleton is still troubled by ankle pain following off-season surgery. Packers coach Matt LaFleur thinks rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper could be an NFL superstar. Cooper just finished a rookie season that saw him produce 13 tackles for loss, 3.5 sacks, 2 fumble recoveries, 4 pass breakups, 7 quarterback hits, an interception, and a forced fumble. Packers Wire reports Cooper's coach thinks continued development could elevate him, to the elite tier of pro linebackers. Pro Football Focus rates Cooper as the league's top-rated defensive player over NFL weeks 15 through the 18th. The Green Bay Packers have fired Jason Rebrovich as defensive line coach less than a week after their loss to the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC wildcard playoff round. The 46-year-old Rebrovich spent 3 seasons working on LaFleur's coach Green Bay staff. He was the outside linebackers coach in 2022, a pass rush specialist in 2023, and defensive line coach this season. He previously coached with the Buffalo Bills from 2013 through the 16th and the Jacksonville Jaguars from 2017 through 20. Milwaukee fans could listen to Bob Uecker's broadcast Brewers games for over a half century, but he showed off his play-by-play skills and comedic talent for more of a national audience when he appeared in the 1989 classic Major League as Cleveland announcer Harry Doyle. Like many of the characters that made Major League a hit, Doyle was a caricature. He wore his hopes and frustrations on his sleeves as the home team bumbled through the start of the season and then stormed into contention. Uecker's deadpan delivery made his lines particularly humorous and added some authenticity to the baseball scenes. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Soybeans and corn were higher Friday, cattle finished mixed, and hogs closed lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher as they continued to monitor weather in South America. Near-term forecasts had at least some rain in dry parts of Argentina and Brazil, but coverage and totals were uncertain. Also, there was kind of a risk-off move with some easing of concerns about tariffs on China. March beans were up 15 at 10.34. May was 13 and a quarter higher at 10.44 and three quarters. March soybean meal was up 2.80 at 2.97.20. March bean oil was 66 higher at 45.69. Corn was higher. Corn added to the week's gains, watching conditions in Argentina and Brazil. Dry weather has caused at least some crop stress in Argentina, while Brazil's big test really is their second crop. March was 9 3/4 higher at 4.84 and a quarter, and May corn was up a dime at 4.93. And wheat closed mixed. Bitterly cold weather could have an impact on winter wheat in areas without sufficient snow cover. The trade's also keeping an eye on winter wheat conditions in Europe, Russia, and Ukraine. March Chicago was 1 1/4 higher at 5.38 3/4. March Kansas City was a quarter higher at 5.48 1/2. March Minneapolis wheat on Friday, 2 cents higher at 5.83 1/2. Live and feeder cattle were mixed with uncertainties about how much higher cash and wholesale prices can go. Brent Barnett's going to have more on that in just a moment. February live was up 15 at 196.75. April was down 17 at 197.50. March feeders were 32 higher at 268.05. April was 7 lower at 268.12. And hogs were sharply lower on these steady to sharply lower cash during the session and the ongoing questions about domestic pork demand. February lean was down $1.17 at $81.12. The April hog contract was $2.22 lower at $88.32. Brent Barnett has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. Agra America streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The Agra America app is the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, Agra America is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agra America.
Yes! I finally got
got my first phone.
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. Online security depends on you and me. Install updates, make better passwords. Woo! Think before you click, use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Ash cattle country, a live trade developed in parts of Nebraska on Friday afternoon, but the bulk of business had already wrapped up for the week. Asking prices for cattle left on show lists were around 202 plus in the south and 323 plus in the north. Boxed beef closed higher with choice up 28 cents at $333.69 and select up 45 cents at $319.83. The spread was $13.86. Estimated cattle slaughter was 114,000 head, up 9,000 on the week and down nearly 6,000 on the year. Cash hogs were steady to lower at the close. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.74, with a base range of $76.50 to $81. Pork values closed higher, up 21 cents at $90.60. Estimated hog slaughter was 485,000 head, up 17,000 on the week and up more than 7,000 on the year. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoo with Tim Stock Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. Last week, we had a bigger crowd and a good sale. Large squares topped at $185 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Watch for upcoming online-only auctions. We are getting one ready right now. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetoo. Have a great day.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. A co-founder of AgMarket.net says the current economic outlook means farmers need to take advantage of every opportunity. Matt Bennett says this month's supply and demand report was one of those.
They extracted a lot of stocks out of the balance sheet, gave us a shot in the arm, and so now we're getting back closer to profitability. Get your numbers polished up, your pencil sharp, make sure you know what your situation is, and then maybe try to do something about it.
More news is next.
Have you been to AgriAmerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
A case of highly pathogenic avian influenza has been detected in a Jay County, Indiana commercial turkey operation. Denise Derer Spears with Indiana's Board of Animal Health says more than 18,000 birds will be depopulated.
What's really important in these situations is rapid response, getting a lot of people on the ground who can assist the producers. There's a lot of testing that's happening with farms in the control area. There's a 10-kilometer circle around each of those sites where the virus has been identified.
An extension plant pathologist says some farmers are looking at fungicides for cost savings. Allison Robertson with Iowa State University tells Brownfield corn growers are concerned about input costs.
And I saw that there's a lot of interest in generic fungicides. Generic fungicides would be okay in low disease pressure.
But she says if disease pressure is heavy, farmers would be better off with a name brand fungicide. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Minimizing loss with early season nitrogen applications. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with the Nitrogen Corner on Brownfield, a content partnership with Koch Agronomic Services. Many growers are already planning their early season nitrogen applications for the spring. On this episode, an agronomy expert discusses some of his recommendations to help growers protect early season applications. We'll have more coming up on Brownfield.
Nature can do a real number on untreated nitrogen applications. Volatilization, denitrification, and leaching can cost growers not just the price of their fertilizer investments, but also the productivity and profitability of their seasons. So choose wisely when it comes to your choice of nitrogen protection. Non-corrosive, low-odor Centuro Nitrogen Stabilizer helps reduce leaching, slows nitrification, and optimizes yield potential by protecting nitrogen applications like never before. Patented active ingredient pronitridine offers agronomically effective below-ground protection. Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer is designed to defend against volatilization while boosting overall nitrogen efficiency. Dual active ingredients, patented Duramide and NBPT deliver the longest-lasting protection over more soil conditions. Super U Premium Fertilizer offers the highest concentration of nitrogen available in a granular, ready-to-use, stabilized, urea-based fertilizer. Choose wisely this season with nitrogen protection from Koch Agronomic Services.
Koch is the Director of Agronomy for North America for Koch Agronomic Services. He says growers can sometimes assume that early spring nitrogen applications don't need to be stabilized. However, research in recent years has challenged that assumption.
Early season nitrogen applications such as pre-plant anhydrous ammonia, shallow incorporated liquid nitrogen, side-banded urea, and plants who are applied UAN are all very much at risk for nitrogen loss. For example, our research shows that Centuro Nitrogen Stabilizer delivers consistent yield results with banded UAN on the planter. And that's expected because early season applications are in the soil environment longer before plant uptake occurs, exposing that nitrogen to a longer period of risk. And spring seasons increasingly have seen more total rainfall and in larger events in prior decades, which increases that risk for below ground losses.
Loch outlined some of his recommendations for protecting a grower's early season applications.
Well, Centuro Nitrogen Stabilizer really shines in any early season application, such as pre-plant anhydrous, shallow incorporated UAN, and planter injected UAN that provides a reliable below ground protection against leaching and denitrification with a non-corrosive formula that integrates easily into your operation. A second option would be Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer to use with shallow incorporated or surface banded applications near or at planting and even as we get into season for post-apps. Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer is ideal for these spring applications. It has dual active ingredients, NBPT, which blocks the hydrolysis of urea as soon as it's applied. Then Duramide, Koch's patented molecule contained within the Anvil formulation that keeps that protection going longer, buying your nitrogen more time to wait for that good incorporating rainfall event to happen.
Loch says taking the time to make spring nitrogen application and protection decisions now will save growers valuable time when the fertilizer window opens this growing season. He says growers can visit KochAgronomicServices.com to connect with their local Koch rep or retailer, and they can also get more information on Centuro and Anvil nitrogen stabilizers. I'm Brent Barnett with the Nitrogen Corner on Brownfield, a content partnership with Koch Agronomic Services.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. It's wood cutting time, and we are your full-line steel chainsaw dealer with 26 models of steel chainsaws in both battery and gas models, with a size and price for every need and budget. Do you need a chain for your current saw? We got chains to fit all makes of saws, and for a limited time, buy one chain at regular price and get a second chain for half price, equal or lesser value. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to see these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Your heart, girl, what you gonna do? Have a pity party in the dark. Well, I've got a better idea for you. Buy a ticket on a southbound plane, an old island remedy. Go a little crazy, not insane. Back to my
Martinis, second one's a freebie. Happy Friday afternoon. That neon sun's arising. I'm sitting here admiring the summer dress that's shining through. Had just enough to tell you the truth. Don't want to scoot the boots of nobody. Get straight tequila drunk on nobody. Talking, last call on me walking out there to a checkered cab. Beeline to your condo, Conway on the stereo. Girl, I'd love to lay you down, down, down. Don't want to scoot the boots of nobody. Get straight tequila drunk on nobody. Wrap these arms around. Nobody. Don't wanna wake up kissing nobody.
That was Blake Shelton with Nobody, and before that we had Sarah Darling with Little Umbrellas. I'm Tim Thied. I'll be bringing you music up until around 7:15. That's when we'll be bringing you girls high school basketball action, River Valley at Birchland Center. Phil Nee will be making the call for that game. And as I said, starts at around 7:15. You'll be able to hear that right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, as well as on the Civic Media app. Hope your Friday is a good one. Temperature-wise, you can't complain one single bit. 41 degrees in Richland Center. Winds are out of the east-northeast at about 10 to 12 miles per hour, creating making it feel like it's 30 degrees outside. So be sure to bundle up because it is supposed to get down to about 11 tonight. Plus, the winds are going to be out of the northwest 20 to 25, which will make really, really cold and possibly dangerous wind chill factors. So be careful if you're out traveling this evening. And our time is 5:50, and that temperature was according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Just want to pass along this information. The Seneca at Ithaca High School boys basketball game that was supposed to be held tonight has been postponed until Friday, January 24th at 5:45. Also, the Ithaca boys and girls youth basketball practice that was supposed to be held tomorrow in Ithaca from 8 to 9 has been canceled. And the Ithaca High School snowball dance that was supposed to be held tomorrow evening has been postponed. A makeup date will be announced at a later time. Also about tomorrow, go to the Little Lamb's Closet held at Park Street Christian Church, and that's sponsored by the Richland County Right to Life. It's open on the third Saturday of the month and starts at 9:30. Please use the Park Street entrance for Little Lambs. There's also a free milk and cheese available tomorrow at 9:30 until gone at Park Street Christian Church. And for that, you have to use the Seminary Street entrance.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
If you have any stumps that need taking care of, give Titus Osborne a call today for a free estimate. Get that stump ground out before the end of the year. Titus has been grinding and removing stumps for over 7 years and is insured and ready to get to work for you. Your tree removal project shouldn't leave you stumped. Customer satisfaction is priority one. For fast, reliable, no-hassle service, call Titus Osborne at 604-7757, 608-604-7757 for all your stump removal needs.
Richland Locker in Richland Center is bringing you the Living High on the Hog Sale. Stock up on delicious deals like bone-in pork country ribs for just $2.28 a pound and bone-in center pork chops for only $2.98 a pound. In the deli, enjoy off-the-bone honey ham at $4.98 a pound and creamy Munster cheese for just $4.98 a pound. Don't miss out on these mouth-watering savings. Head to Richland Locker today and taste the difference quality makes. Richland Locker, where great deals meet great taste.
Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales.
Save 15% on paint all month long at All American Do It Center. That's right. Now through January 31st, save 15% on gallons and quarts of Best Look and Valspar paint. Restrictions may apply. See store for details. Now's a great time to update your home's interior with a fresh coat of Best Look or Valspar paint. Stop in and choose from over 1,000 different colors. They can mix while you shop. Save 15% on Best Look and Valspar paint through January at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Join us for Flavorful Moments, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
Some people say that love is a rose. Maybe they've hit it right on the nose. But other folks say that it's like the sun. Well, a long time ago, Daddy said to me, I'll help you clear up the mystery. I'll give you a simple rule of thumb. If it knocks you off your feet, then it's love, then it's love. If it makes your life complete, then it's love, then it's love. If it turns you upside down, then it's love, then it's love. If it makes your world go round, then it's love. The dictionary won't tell you much if love is the word you're looking at. I don't believe that definition's right. And the encyclopedia won't reveal the crazy way you start to feel. A kiss it on a moonlit summer night. Cause if it knocks you off your feet, then it's love, then it's love. If it makes your life complete, then it's love, then it's love. If it turns you upside down, then it's love, then it's love. If it makes your world go round, then it's love.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteaders Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks with two locations for your convenience, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters, Hillsboro.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israel's full government has approved the framework for the Gaza ceasefire deal, clearing the way for the first phase to begin Sunday. That includes releasing 33 hostages over the next 6 weeks. Gal Gagboa Deglal is the brother of one of the hostages held since the October 7th attacks.
I still can't be so hopeful and get my expectation high until I really see them starting to come back. But I also have a hope that I didn't have until now.
Tala Harzala is a college student inside Gaza and says after 15 long months of war, she has hope.
It's real. It's happening. And we're finally living it. For the first time in 40 years, the inauguration will be moved indoors. Wind chills in Washington, D.C. could dip into the single digits Monday. TikTok users bracing for a ban on the social media app. The Supreme Court today upheld the ban if the China-owned company doesn't find a buyer by Sunday. This is ABC News. A scathing report from the Justice Department accusing Louisiana State Police of posing a serious risk to the public.
Federal investigators are accusing Louisiana State Police of widespread misconduct, including excessive force and misuse of stun guns. A new report says troopers often used force without warning, even on restrained individuals, creating a serious risk of harm to the public. The findings follow an investigation into Ronald Green's 2019 death, where officers beat and stunned him after a high-speed chase. In a statement, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry and Attorney General Liz Merle pushing back, calling the report an effort by the DOJ to push a political agenda. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Astronomers are calling it a rare parade of planets visible in the night sky through January. Six planets will be aligned for the rest of the month. And if you look up, you'll be able to see four of them with the naked eye: Venus, Saturn, Mars, and Jupiter. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
LS tractors are